This is Matthew Gage. This is Baptist Basics University course, Bus Ministry 101, lesson number 6. We're going to cover promotions and programs. Now, I apologize for anybody that may have downloaded this in the past few months. For some reason, this lesson got skipped over, and finally have had a chance to sit down and get this recorded. But I apologize for anybody who may have already downloaded this and had to re-download this lesson. I don't know how I skipped it, but somehow I did. So anyway, let's get started. Programs and promotions on the bus route. Programs and promotions work very well on the bus route. It's amazing how much you can increase attendance and excitement and morale just in doing some very, very simple promotions. There's pretty much no limit to what you can do. I've seen anything from horse rides to even I heard the story once about the Bob Gray's church down Longview, Texas. Ordered a bunch of magnets with the church name on it to give away, and that the magnets were actually very, very weak, and they were too weak to even stick to a refrigerator, and they gave them away as promotion on the bus route. The world's weakest magnet sundae had a bunch of kids come. So that, you know, you can, there's really no end. I'll tell you, just as an example, even along the crazy lines, and a lot of it even is, and we'll get into this, is how you sell it. But I remember once having a kid come out of a classroom, and he out of a Sunday school class, and he was so excited. He had won the special prize, and the special prize was the little blue rubber thing on the inside of a Coke cap, you know, a 20-ounce Coke. There's a little blue rubber thing up inside that cap, and that the teacher made a big deal, you know, got everything, you know, it was silly. Of course, that gets kids excited being silly, but they give away the blue rubber thing from the inside of a Coke cap, and just everybody just was excited about it. And this kid was excited about winning that. So a lot of it even has to do with selling it. But anyway, let's get back to what money is, of course, as I said, is not an issue. You can do a lot of things that don't even cost a dime. So don't let that get in the way. Think, oh, I don't have money. Really, if you have a good imagination, you can do a lot of different things. The goal in using a promotion is to build excitement. It's an added bonus for coming to church. It's not a bribe. My pastor says all the time, a bribe is when you give somebody something to do wrong. Therefore, it's not a bribe. We're not tricking kids to come to church or tricking kids to do different things. We're rewarding them for coming. I think too, even in the Gospels, that Jesus would have the vast crowds follow him, and at least I think there's two different instances mentioned where he had crowds and they were hungry, and how Christ gave them bread to eat, and it talked about people even following him because he had given them bread. Well, what was that? Was Christ bribing them? No, he was rewarding them. Now, there's some deeper theological stuff, you know, about proving his deity and different things you could go into there, but just very basic thinking on that, he was rewarding them. He was using a promotion. And you'll notice Jesus would do those miracles to get a crowd to preach the gospel to him. And I think in using programs and promotions that basically we're doing the same thing Jesus did. We are getting a crowd together to preach the gospel to hear his word. Now, I think you should use promotions often, but they can be overused. I know I've seen routes and bus ministries try to do something every week, and that's really good to have something, some little angle every week that you can use. But I warn you, when you get to doing that, kids expect it, and then they'll pick and choose. Well, what are you having today? Hot dogs? I don't really want hot dogs. Oh, next week you've got pony rides. Well, I'll come for the pony rides. And so they don't come for church; they come for the promotions. You can't let it get in the way of that. And I'll tell you the truth, I've seen bus routes get so dependent on promotions that on a big promotion day, giving away pizza or something like that, they'll have 100. And then the next week, whether with no promotion or with a a lesser promotion, they would have 20. I mean, also, they would just, well, I don't know, it's a bit more than quadruple, but, you know, their route would grow exponentially with a big promotion, but they could not get those kids to ride faithfully. So that is one danger in using them. And really, that's a danger in just overuse, and may have a little bit to do with that, to the workers and the work they put into. I don't want to spoil kids with them, but I do want to keep them encouraged to come. Okay. Now, I've used the words programs and promotions a couple times. Let me define those a little bit here. Promotion is something we're going to do, give away. It's an added incentive to come to church on the bus. That can be having a hot dog, having pizza. It can be having a clown do balloons. It can be pony rides. It can be giving away pumpkins. It can be playing football. It can be having your picture taken with a bus captain. There's no end to it. I could probably sit here and spout off 40 or 50 of them. I've seen bubblegum blowing contests. Oh my goodness, boy, there's just so many, even just playing silly little games. World's Tallest Man Sunday, have somebody dressed up with stilts. Candy toss, where you get up on top of the bus or somewhere and throw out a big bucket of candy, just let the kids go get it. And then right down to even holiday stuff, you know, Easter egg hunts or like giving away pumpkins around Halloween. You know, you may not want the Halloween time, but giving away pumpkins as a fall festival kind of thing is very effective. Did that Clay's Mill, very good promotion. But that's what a promotion is. It's just each individual, it's that push, that incentive, that kind of angle that you're working to get the kids to come or to add that little reward. Now, a program is when you bunch a bunch of these up in consecutive weeks and have a real big push. Let's say we're going to do this. Usually it's done in the spring or fall is when most people do it. That's usually the best time. But summer and winter are very poor times to build a bus route just because kids are gone and stuff. But spring and fall seem to work very good. What you can do is have a big promotion or a big program. So let's say the first week, you know, hey, everybody that comes gets, we're going to have hot dogs. And then you come the next week and, hey, we're going to have a clown doing balloon animals. I can't, the balloon figures, balloon animals. You know what I'm talking about. Then the third week, we're going to have, if you come, we're going to have the giant bubble blowing contest. And then the last week, we're going to have a pizza blowout. And doing stuff like that, the great thing about a program and running it like that, bunching those promotions together, is that you can build a lot of excitement. It's not just hitting one time. It's you keep hitting and hitting and hitting. I think of trying to start a lawnmower or something. Sometimes, you know, you pull it once, it doesn't start. But if you'll pull it three or four times, sometimes that's what it takes to get something started. And that's what it is. It just keeps hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. And finally, you know, it'll kick off and go. I hope my snapping didn't come out too loud there. My hand motions got a little carried away. I don't think it did. Pardon the strange little ADD moment there. But that's what a program is. It's just a series of promotions. And you can do a lot more stuff with it. And you have themes. That's what I always like to do, is have a theme. We did one time, we had the silly Sundays, and everything started with Ness. Last week was spaghetti. It went over okay. But we had... Now they weren't all with us, because we had ring pops and pop rocks Sunday. Odd combination, but you know it works. So a general theme sometimes works, and we'll talk about some good ideas for that. Now, something I do like to do when I'm doing a program, or you can even do this as a one-time, even kind of as a promotion, you can do it for 1 week, but in a program stretched out over a few weeks, I like to have a contest. And the way I like to run them, some people do it very simple, and they just, whoever brings the most visitors gets this. I like to do it, though, where you get points for things. It's a little added work, but what you do is find three, four things, very simple things, to give points for. And what I always do is make them like 100 points or something like that, that sounds big, not just 1 point. 100 or 1,000 points sounds just huge. So using a little psychological stuff there. But I'll give away points for coming, for maybe bringing a Bible. I usually give a lot of points for bringing a friend. And then depending, maybe something else, we may have something different every week. You know, we have Silly Shoe Day. If you wear silly shoes, you get extra points and stuff like that. The easiest way to do this is, if you're going to do this, is every week print you out a little sheet that has everybody's name, and you can just check off boxes for whatever they did. So it's a little bit easier to keep track of that way. You can just count your check boxes, say, okay, well, this kid earned 300 points this week. One thing I do like to do about doing this, you don't want to give the kids a lot of time to forget the standings and stuff. You're going to know who earned points if you do it like I'm talking about when they get to church. If you can have somebody take a moment, count up those points, and give the new totals on the way home. That way they don't have to wait till next week to figure out, well, am I in first place, second place, or last place? That way you can, and you can build it up, do a lot of excitement with that too. Then what I do is, at the very end of that, give away a big prize to the biggest winner, maybe the best, the top boy, top girl. And even a lot of times I like to try to give away more than one prize. Have a big grand prize, but like a second, third prize too. Just because, you know, you don't want kids to feel so let down if they come close. So you might want to think about having two or three prizes. And you know, we've done that, give away bikes. Gift cards to like Toys R Us, things like that. You want to make it something worthwhile, like a $10 gift card. The kids might not get excited about, but a $25 gift card they'll get excited about. So you've really got to kind of play with that, and you can kind of fill out some kids and see what would really get them excited. Now, in promoting a promotion program, a contest, when you're going to build up to the kids, you need to be able to let the kids know about it, of course. I think the general rule is that you can build up anything a week in advance. Tell the kids as they're, not before church, but like after church, like as you're dropping off, oh, don't miss next week. You're going to miss just a great time. We're going to have a great big water balloon fight after church, and we don't want you to miss it. Don't you miss it. We're going to have so much fun. And they'll remember that when they go home. And next week when you go visiting, of course, remind them, have flyers printed up with that on it is another great idea. But you can do anything about a week in advance like that. Really big things. Let's say you're going to have something huge like pony rides, for instance. What I would do for pony rides, a big promotion like that, is build it up gradually over 2 to 4 weeks. You know, the further out, just mention it. Oh, you don't want to miss in 4 weeks, or on a certain day, on May 15th, or you know, whatever. We're going to have pony rides. You don't want to miss it. But don't spend a lot of time. And as you get closer, spend a lot more time building it up and get a little more excited about it. But that's a good way to do it. And, of course, just looking here at my notes there, I know I mentioned flyers before, but those are great to have, because even if you don't talk to the kids, you can leave it there and leave it at the door or something so they can still see it and know what's coming. So, all right, well, let's look at a few promotions that I've seen that worked really well, and some of these go from outrageous to very simple, but just some ideas maybe to get your creative juices flowing. Number one thing that works extremely well is the classic, all-time favorite pizza party. Just order a bunch of pizza. Of course, most pizza places will give you a discount, of course, ordering bulk. Now, getting it on Sunday, sometimes a little dicey, but they'll work. And most pizza places will work with you, especially local places. They can usually give you a cut and just get plain old pepperoni and cheese. You know, pepperoni or cheese, or pepperoni and cheese. You know, get just the basics. Don't go exotic. But get that. Now, my caveat to that is to make sure that you get enough pizza for everybody to have two or more slices. Don't go the cheapskate route and buy one slice for everybody. It does not work very well. You're gonna have kids crying. It it kills the point of the promotion if you do that, because kids are disappointed. You want them to be excited. So I would order plenty, and hey, you know, workers can pig out after on whatever's left. But that's one thing I feel very strongly about there. But kids go crazy for pizza. That is a great one. Another big one that I saw work very well, this is one Brother Jorgensen brought to Clay's Mill Road Baptist Church, was Pumpkin Sunday. Right before Halloween, they would go out to a pumpkin farm and get a great big deal of pumpkins, you know, those great big cardboard box things like you see in front of Walmart. And you can buy them bulk like that. And, you know, they're always willing to do that. And trust me, I know even around here in Texas, there's places you can get pumpkins. You know, it's not that hard to do. But give those away. I wouldn't have a tie into Halloween, but just have it Pumpkin Sunday. Give everybody a pumpkin. You know, don't get the great big ones. Get the little ones. Not the real little ones, you know, like baseball size. Get the ones that are, you know, like volleyball size or so. Those are really scientific terms. I'm sorry if you know more about that and know specific sizes. And something else you can do with that is actually buy some great big ones to give away as big prizes, and that's also very fun to do. Pony rides. Very expensive, but that works very well. Similar to that is like bounce houses and stuff like that. Stuff you kind of think, well, what would somebody do at a birthday party? Those kind of things are very fun. They cost a little bit of money, and you're probably going to have to bring somebody from outside the church in to do that, which is sometimes a little unnerving. And then I can tell you, too, because I had it happen to on my bus route one time. They had the pony rides. We promoted it, and the ponies didn't show up. So now luckily they apologized and came back later, but there's a huge letdown because we got to church and we were wondering, where's the ponies? Oh, they'll be here. They never came. So go with that. For those of you who have freaked out over the cost of those, let me give you some cheaper ones. Candy toss. Go buy $15-$20 worth of candy, put it in a 5-gallon bucket, and you know, before y'all head out back home on the bus, just climb. Best thing, just climb something tall on top of the bus, on top of something, and just throw the candy out. Now, don't throw it at the kids. I'd throw it somewhere and just let them go out to get it. It's kind of like a Easter egg hunt on steroids, kind of. But that works very well. Kids like it, especially if they get a bunch of candy. And I know I've probably mentioned it somewhere in here, but please buy name brand candy. Kids don't want the you know, 10 cents for 50 Jawbreaker candy. Make sure you get some decent stuff. Anything with Willy Wonka on it, except for bottle caps, anything with Willy Wonka is good. And you know, even the grown-up kind of candy, Milky Ways and Three Musketeers, stuff like that, I'd kind of steer away from those. But the sour candy, of course, is huge right now. The Warheads and the Tearjerker bubblegum and stuff like that. All that's really popular. But as a general rule, if you can get anything with Willy Wonka on it, kids love it. The only thing they don't really care for usually is the bottle caps, and I don't care for those either. But, you know, Nerds and Laffy Taffy and Gobstoppers, all that, that's great stuff. That's my little soapbox on that one. I got soapbox on some of these I got to stand on. Another easy one to do is the Giant Pickle Day. You can go to Sam's Club or even Walmart and get the, you know, you've seen them. They're big 2-gallon size jars, and they've got the big giant dill pickles in there. That's a great thing to do. You can just, you know, get your fork, poke them, pick them out, slap them, you know, wrap a paper towel around them and hand them out, and that's good. Side deal to that I've heard that works well. I've never tried it, but they say if you get those candy straws, like peppermint sticks straws, you can poke them in there and suck the juice out, and it's supposed to be good. I've never done it. I'm just telling you what Steve Johnson, the bus director at Clay's Mill Road, said. And you can try it if you want. Another pretty cheap one is bubblegum blowing contest. You can get the double bubble, you know, bubblegum in a tub for just, you know, $4 or $5, I think, and you've got plenty of bubble gum there. Give everybody a couple pieces. Of course, the more pieces they have in their mouth, the harder it is to chew and get going. But then what you do is give prize to whoever blows the biggest bubble. you can actually write to, I think it's double bubble. Don't hold me to this, but I'm just telling what I've seen. I've seen somebody do this. I think it's double bubble. You can write to them, and they will actually send you the little caliper thing to measure bubbles, a little cheap one. But, you know, you can just hold a ruler up. It doesn't have to be very scientific. Another one you can do is give away goldfish. That works. Kids like it. Of course, they die. Now, I have heard a few cases where they've lived, you know, a year later, but usually it doesn't happen. Usually they die, you know, 5 minutes after they get home. But the kids like it. You can save some time, not bag them. If you just go to, like, a bait shop, you can get just a bunch of them and put them in a cooler or something, and then just scoop them out in little styrofoam cups when the kids get to their house. That's a little bit easier than having to bag them all, and save a little bit of money doing that. A little more hassle. Something you'll see some people do, I have never done, but some people do, is workers will swallow those for, you know, to kind of build excitement. I've never done it. My wife has, but I never have. So I can't say that I endorse that type of behavior, and you know, I'm not a medical professional, but that just does not sound very hygienic. So I'm just telling you what people do. You know, people lived after the day. I personally wouldn't do it. Now, I've also heard, by the way, that after you do that, if you guzzle down a Coke or a Big Red or something, that it'll kill the goldfish. But supposedly, as soon as they hit your stomach, they die. That's what I've told. If you still feel them flopping around, if you're dumb enough to do that, you know, then that's your business. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just merely passing on what most people do. A few other ideas that are a little bit even lower on the cost scale. This is really corny, but we did a I Love Jesus Day. Everyone should come because they just love Jesus. And you can build that up and have a little bit of fun with it. I wouldn't pull that one very much, though, but it's a nice change of pace, and maybe kind of reset some kids' thinking on why you do some things, and get everybody refocused on what the big deal is. Clown Day, if you have somebody dress up like clown, make balloon animals, that's a good idea. You can also do other special guests like that. I've heard about people doing costumes and having different people come and having their own little character and doing different things, so that's one thing you can do. Last one to do, I enjoy is water war. Yeah, I know some people don't like the war and fight and gun and words like that, so you can make this politically correct if you want, but this is the way I think we so I'm using the language I think of, but we have a big water gun fight, water balloons and stuff, and so you can just, you know, hand out balloons and let the kids go at it. You can hand out water guns, let the kids go at it. You know, you have some fun with that. Now, when I do it, I cheat. I own one of the biggest super soakers ever made. So when I go out there, of course, all the kids are gunning for me, but I have the biggest gun out there. So that's what I do. Something else you can do is just let the kids throw the water balloons at the bus captain or a worker. That one is that one's fun. Kids like it. You know, give them, everybody gets one, gets to throw it. Just make sure they're full enough to burst. Also, if you wear glasses, take those off. I know from experience it hurts. And, you know, be in a position to protect yourself. I don't want to go into more detail on that, but they are throwing things at you. So do be wary of that. Now, boy, there are just hundreds and probably thousands and millions of different things you can do for promotions. And if you keep an eye out, a lot of evangelists and workers do different things like that. There's people that come around do things. I know that there's some people that will travel around do clown things. Kevin Walker, who's at our church, a good friend of our church, and I count him as a friend personally. Don't get to talk to him very much, but evangelist Kevin Walker, his Roundup Ministries, they'll come around and they've got like a mini carnival set up, and then you can do that for a big day. And stuff like that works very well. Now, I wouldn't pull those very often, but that's really fun once, twice a year or something to really pull out those stops and do that. I tell you, when we did the carnival, when Brother Walker was here and we did the carnival deal at our church, it was very, very successful. So that's a very good idea. Well, that is that's just a bunch of ideas. I hope it'll help you on promotions and programs on the bus route. Listen, you need to do it. Kids get bored, and you'll get stuck in rut too. And it also kind of stretches you. What can I come up with? And the, you know, you don't have to do it every Sunday, but you do need to do it. I would make a goal of having something at least once a month, and then having a couple of big pushes, you know, spring and fall, do a big 4-week stretch or something. But and it's so simple. I mean, it could be as simple as just driving through McDonald's and getting everybody an ice cream cone. You may not want to do that in a big bus, but if you have a van route, you know, and you only have to buy 7 or 8, that works. Besides that, it's hard to get the bus through the drive-thru. In fact, I don't think you can. But those are just some very, very simple ideas. And if you ask around, I'm sure somebody can probably give you hundreds of them. In fact, I have a deal that somebody put together. I think it was Kevin Spears, who used to be the editor of the Church Bus News. Was a good friend of mine I worked with on bus route for a couple of years. I think it was him. It was either him or David Owens. Put together a sheet, and it was 99 or 100 promotion ideas, and you know, they were as simple as giving out bubble gum or M&Ms or something, but some of them were very good ideas. If I can find that, I might scan it and put it on there. I think I mentioned that once other in this lesson, sounds familiar, or in this series. But anyway, that's just some ideas. Let your imagination be your guide, and just keep it scriptural, moral, and legal, and most of all, make sure it's effective. And if it doesn't work, don't do it again. But if it works, hey, don't overuse it. But just remember, hey, that pizza thing worked pretty good. We'll keep using it. But I'm going to quit rambling here. We've already gone about 26 minutes, according to the clock on that. So I appreciate you listening once again. And thank you for your interest in Baptist Basic University. I pray that God blesses you and will help you in reaching people through your bus ministry. Let's go out and win them. Thanks.